guys been working with Q2? What products and services have helped you guys succeed to where you are today?
Well, the biggest thing that we started off with is in 2010, we started researching business banking. The current provider that we were on did not offer a business solution. And so when we started searching for one, Q2 came to top of mind.
Okay.
And so in 2011, we signed a contract with them for just the business side of that requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And then when our new contract came up for our current provider at that time, we started looking around and really had a great experience with Q2 and said, why couldn't we do this on the retail side? And we partnered with them, and the rest is history.
Right.
So we've been on that platform with business banking for 5 years and with the retail side for 3 years.
Okay,
right now.
Cool. Well, let's step back a little bit here. I mean, what issues were you guys experiencing that kind of prompted you to look for somebody like Q2 to help you out?
Yeah, well, like on the business side, we didn't have an offering, and
okay,
that was big. But on the retail side, in 2012 and 13, the multi-factor authentication was a big push at that point in time, and the current provider was not up to speed.
Okay.
And we're dealing with some downtime and some very inconvenient things. And when we looked at a Q2 solution and their secure access code, the real-time fraud analytics, we thought it was the best of breed.
Okay.
And went with that solution.
Right on. And how were those issues holding you back? Because it sounds like there was some security stuff and then operations were slowed down, that type of stuff, which isn't good for member service. So
yeah, correctly. The regulatory thing was a big issue for us. We wanted to get in line with that right away,
mm-hmm,
especially with the multi-factor authentication.
Yeah.
And our current provider was not up to speed at that point in time. So the sooner that we could convert off, the better. And in fact, we even got out of our contract early just
Wow.
so we could go with
okay.
Q2.
Okay, very cool. And you know, my next question is like, why Q2? But it sounds like you answered it, because they're kind of best of breed and they just kind of percolated to the top of all the choices you guys considered. Pretty much true, or?
Yeah, very much true. I've been here at Max for 5 years, and the goal that I came in with is to have an online presence as the same as we have in our branches. I wanted to make sure that our customers could do self-service,
mm-hmm,
and the offerings that we were currently on did not have that capabilities. Well, partnering with Q2 and partnering with our other, you know, like credit card processor, mortgage services, our e-statement provider, we were able to plug in all those services into their app. And now our membership can go out there and pretty much do everything online as they could do in a branch.
Beautiful, beautiful. It sounds like you're empowering your members to kind of do it themselves, which is really cool, because I mean, I'm that type of member who likes to do a lot of things by myself. And then, you know, if I have a question, hey, I'll call up the credit union or I'll visit the branch. Hey, I have a question here. So, but I like doing most of the stuff on my own. And it sounds like that's what's happening with your membership as well.
Yeah, the biggest plus that we got out of that is the remote deposit capture. That was an offering that we didn't even offer our customers. And in 2013, rolling that out, we had adoption right away.
I
and
bet.
We also added 10,000 new customers in the first 6 months just because of that new product offering.
Wow. That's like
in the online.
Favorite. Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that's like one of my favorite services at my credit union. I just love the remote deposit capture. If I don't have to get in my car, drive to the branch, I don't mind going to the branch, but just to make a deposit, not so fun. But other stuff, okay.
And we've really had a push in the branches this year for just stories like you just said, to tell our customers that are waiting in line to, hey, you know, we have this app, we have this capability. You don't have to stand here. You can do this in the comfort of your home or your business or wherever and do that deposit remotely.
Such a cool thing. Such a cool thing. All right, so let's look at the big picture here. How do you think this technology, how has Q2's technology helped you guys out or benefited you? It sounds like you guys have really stepped up your technology game and your members are responding.
Yeah, I think the product offerings has been really beneficial. One thing that we've had a request for, especially, is on e-statements and the ability to view those. We're big into responsive design, making sure that our screens are conforming to the, you know, if you're on a tablet or on a phone or on a, you know, a big 48-inch monitor, it's all conforming to the environment that you're in.
Yeah.
And we want that user experience to be unified, and those are the kind of things that Q2 has brought to the table that has really made adoption really quick and good.
Yep, indeed. And I'm going to start looking for that 48-inch monitor. I want one of those. big movie screen on my desk. Okay, let's get to results here. I mean, what type of results have you experienced? Do you have any like before and after statistics that you can share?
Yeah, I do. In 2013, we had about 32,000 users of our online platform. We have over 106,000 members right now. And I was just looking at statistics, getting prepared for this conversation, and we have 63,000 users. So in 2.5 years, we've doubled the size of our online users. And 17,000 of those have downloaded our app, either on Apple or Amazon, and are currently active users with that platform. And that's what we're really pushing, is the smart devices. We really think that's the future of everyone's banking. And that's the way to go. So
yeah, from a lot of technology that I've been, people that I've been talking to, it's all about the app these days.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you guys are in the same boat.
And even in remote deposit capture, we saw adoption right away. About 2,000 customers were using it, and now we're up to 7,000. And it's still, you know, it's kind of one of those things that people, it's a trust factor, I guess, but once they do it, they're hooked.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone wants to use it after that, but that's been the process of getting that word out and letting them know that it's available to them 24/7, 365.
I concur there. All right, so you guys have experienced all the success with these products and services that Q2 is offering. It just sounds very, very cool. Great story. What types of goals do you have now? I mean, where do you see, are you looking on the horizon, and where do you see all this stuff going?
Yeah, I think one thing that we're working at, we do have an online account opening solution online, but we really want to integrate that with the app. And so we're working with Q2 on that process. I'd like to see remote deposit capture go to real time. So that way people are able to see it instantly and get access to those funds if they, you know, are qualified and good member standing and all that good stuff. So those are the two things that I think are future related. We've also integrated, we have Salesforce as our CRM solution, and I'd like to see how we could interact or implement that into our online account opening or app solution too.
That's a great idea. We'll have to keep tabs on you on that one, because I would be interested to see how that works out. So another interview down the line.
That sounds good to me.
Very cool. All right. So, I mean, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may have been in a similar situation as yours? I mean, to step up the technology game here, I mean, you know, with Q2 or whomever, I mean, it's just, it sounds like you guys have really taken the right steps with the right vendor, obviously, and just really become a great success story for the industry.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, do your homework is basically the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Visit the vendor, which we did a couple times before we really took that step to go to the retail side, and then also visit other credit unions. That's one thing I like about the credit union industry, is they're willing to go. We can go visit each other, talk about it, share information. That's invaluable. And then of course planning. I mean, I can't reiterate how much, you know, get everyone on the executive committees or everyone down the food chain that needs to be involved, make sure that they're part of the planning process. So everyone's on board through the whole process, because it is, if you do convert, it is a big project.
It's an endeavor, definitely. Yeah. And an adventure too sometimes. So yeah, planning, I mean, you can never plan enough. So, good stuff. All right. Anything else to wrap up, Scott? This is a fantastic story. I'm very happy for your guys' success and really using technology to its fullest, and can't wait to see what's around the corner. Anything else to wrap up?
Well, like, our partnership with Q2 is truly a partnership. They are a business partner and not just a vendor. And we have a couple people here that are, including myself, that are really active with interacting with their future projects, on boards. Just making sure that you're getting your point across of what you want to see the platform to be in the future. And if you're not involved, then you're just waiting to see what's going to happen to you. So that's one thing I do like about Q2, is that they've been able, or allow us to be part of that process, instead of just waiting for them to give us a solution. So.
Right on, right on. I love to see credit unions pushing that proverbial envelope, and you guys are doing it. Well done. All right, everybody. Scott Lindley from Max Credit Union, thank you very much. Appreciate the time, and congrats on your success as well using Q2. Good job.
All right. Thank you.